You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today, we're joined by Clive Jones, who recently, in the New Year's honours, was made a member of the British Empire. He joins me now to tell us more about it. Clive, thanks so much for joining us.
David Griffin.
Now, before we get into the MBE of it all, can you give us a little bit of background on yourself and your sight loss, please?
Yeah, I'm now a 51-year-old man, former soldier. I was blinded back in 2000. My sight loss is purely down to trauma. So therefore, I now have two prosthetic eyes and I am totally blind with no light perception.
So you've been involved in blind veterans for a long time. Was that just a natural progression?
Well, when I woke up out of my coma back in 2000, I was met by a gentleman who is sadly no longer with us. He invited me to become a member of St. Dunstan's, which is now called Blind Veterans UK. It was from there on in I started my rehabilitation down at the main centre in Brighton. And they taught me how to live again, which was absolutely fantastic. And without them, I have absolutely no idea where I'd be today.
And in the 25 years since, you've obviously learned and adapted and gone on, and you're now at a point where you're mentoring other people who were in a similar situation to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's came really because I like to talk. It was always nice to, you know, speak to people, and I wouldn't suggest it's mentoring. I just enjoy helping people and giving advice, you know, with sight loss, because, you know, after 25 years, you do pick up a little bit of experience. I mean, it's always nice to pass on, you know, tips and tricks of how we encounter day-to-day life, because that's how I learned, was being, you know, passed on the information from members I knew previously.
As well as all of that, you're also rather heavily involved in the old archery. How did that come about?
Again, I mean, the archery started back in 2002, purely as part of my rehabilitation down at St. Dunstan's. Basically, I was started shooting in 2002, and then I became the vice chairman of the club, I think around about 2003, 2004. And I was the vice chairman until I left archery in 2012. That was purely down to injury. And then in 2018, I came back after the shoulder injury had recovered. And now I'm the chairman of Blind Veterans Archery Club. And yeah, it's great. It's a wonderful sport, very inclusive. And as I say, it's really nice to just be on a field shooting arrows with other people with sight loss.
Now, obviously, you don't do all you do to be recognised. But as mentioned, you were made an MBE in the New Year's Honours. I mean, first of all, how does that feel?
How does it feel? Well, I was extremely shocked, to be honest, when my wife read me the letter from London. I was extremely shocked. It'd take a couple of days to sink in, to be honest with you. There was the questions of who, why? Why me? You know, I mean, obviously it was explained to me then in the citation about not only the mentoring aspect, it's the work I do for the military sector, the blind veterans on a whole, fundraising I do, you know, and all the rest of it. So, yeah, I mean, it has sunk in a little bit now. But yeah, as I say, it's a wonderful honour, and it's an honour that I take on behalf of everyone from blind veterans. By that, I mean their members, their families, the volunteers, and all the members of staff as well.
And my final question for you, Clive, is a simple one. Have you got any advice for anybody perhaps in a similar situation to yourself 25 years ago and have recently been diagnosed with sight loss and are perhaps struggling to come to terms with it? Any advice at all?
Well, firstly, whether you were national service, whether you were, you know, military, whether you were territorial army, anything like that, please, first and foremost, get in touch with Blind Veterans UK, because they are a phenomenal charity and they've done wonders for me and turned my life, which could have been so, so bleak, into a wonderful life of opportunity. And obviously with a wife and children at the house, they've kept us all together and made me more independent, which is great. But for those who weren't military, and please just talk. There are wonderful charities like the RNIB in your local counties, other, you know, sight loss charities. Go and see them. And advice is always there. I mean, talking is great. And as I say, that's the first advice, you know, I could give. And if not, give me a ring.
Well, Clive Jones, MBE, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your story with us.
Thank you, David.